Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, one of the words the Lord laid on my heart, by the way, the Hugo Chavez won his office. Surprise, surprise. Nothing like cannons pointing at your people.
Oh, my God, no.
I wonder if I'm going to win or not. Really? Really? You know, and he's
Do you actually think that we believe that you won?
Well, you know, he's doing it through stimulus packages. He's giving people stuff and things.
Yeah,
and he's maintained. He took over all the oil companies. He took over General Motors. Oh my goodness! He took over the bank. No, what's the bank? No, I'm talking about Venezuela. Oh my goodness!
Help him out, Pat. Plug him up. What's
my
going
goodness!
On there? Battery wearing down.
It seems like, you know. Remember when they first when President Barack Obama became president, and they went and Hugo Chavez, and he met at this gathering and stuff, and he came out and he says, hey, I want to give you my book. And he walks over and gives him his book. And pats him and says, we're friends. And he said, this is what he said recently in an interview. Chavez said, the dictator, he said, I truly believe, well, I know for a fact, if I was under the leadership of President Barack Obama, I would vote for him. And I truly believe that if he was under my leadership, basically, in Venezuela, that he would vote for me. And he's saying, and what you're looking at is socialism, all that whole concept. And when you come to think about it, it all started when Hugo Chavez took over
BP, I believe it is.
Yeah, the oil companies and all that.
No, I'm sorry, it's not BP.
No, it's not.
No, it's one of those gas companies. I think it's a Citgo or something like that.
Yeah, Citgo.
Yeah, Citgo. The C stands for Chavez Oil. and that's how it happens. Government begins to take over businesses. Then they say, you know, we can redistribute. Oh, my goodness. Redistribute the money and we can do it better. And pretty soon, we'll always be president because we're the ones controlling the finance. And the it looks like people with these mechanisms of tyrannical leadership, no matter how passive it is, is a way of exchanging faith in God for faith in socialism, believing that government is going to take care of us versus God. It's the old SOS message, is it not? Go to VFN TV and see SOS, A Tale of Two Kings, because that's the very thing that's facing the church. Well, the world's going to buy in. We're not. This is not to the world,
right?
But the church is not supposed to be like the world. We're not going to. We shouldn't buy into that. But speaking about God's news behind the news, as we're talking about, continuing to talk about Chavez, and bigger than that, is the drone that was flying over Israel.
Yes. Hello. My goodness. I saw that Saturday. I believe it was where an unmanned drone was shot down by Israel. Because it was flying over the zone.
Think about this. You know, don't play around with Israel. Can you imagine, like, you're whistling yourself walking across the border? I'm going to do them in. It's like, you're going to look just like that drone.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what Iran's goal. If you mess with Israel, I mean, was that something? You see it where it shot, and then the plane, it just went straight up, and then the wings caught the pressure of the wind and then pushed itself back up. I'm thinking that, I mean, you got to be a good flyer in aircraft to be able to defend such a small piece of land. I mean, you can't fly 20,000 miles. I mean, you got 60 miles at its widest. You got to shoot. You got to be able to throw your stick up, I guess, and your flaps down, and you got to be able to stop yourself before you end up in Jordan or something, you know?
Right.
Exactly. Don't mess that day. They were sending a signal. You even peep over these borders, it's over for you.
It wasn't like ting. It was like kashaboom, you know? It was like, oh, my goodness.
It's called shock and awe. Watch now.
I mean, Israel's so small. Just go stand on the mountain and look over. I mean, you don't have to send a drone over.
Exactly.
It's very small. Right. I can't believe it. That was nothing but provoking Israel. And, of course, Israel had a good chance to explain how they will respond with that. When you think about Hamas, understand, this is the distant, disconnected, but truly connected alleged military arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. So when you hear that this allegedly this drone was sent by Hamas in Lebanon, everybody's looking at Iran, not understanding that Iran's supporting Hamas in Lebanon, which is right. Lebanon, just so you know that, Iran, imagine your body's Israel, that and you're laying down, and you're looking straight up to the stars. Well, your left arm would be Jordan, and your left arm would be Iran, but Lebanon would be your hair! I mean, they just sent a drone from your hair. Over you. I mean, it'd be your head, over your head, because it's at the head of Israel. And how horrific that is. And it was that's Iran feeds in, and the Muslim Brotherhood allegedly is their military arm, where they're using to come. So everybody disassociates these things. It's like, no, it's all tied together. First of all, as Christians, we know that it's second heaven, no matter what they call it. You know, right. You don't wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, principalities, and spiritual darkness. Ephesians 6:12. It manifests through the way men do it and their own perceptions, because they have their own authorities and they can do different things. But the big thing is, you know, that Hamas is sending this drone. I mean, oh my goodness, that was like, and this is the word the Lord gave me early on, was, I believe that the first time that Israel has to fire one shot, because of what we did, that's it. That's it. And that one shot with the Hamas being the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood, funded by Iran, all Islamic, empowered by our president, when he went over, allegedly empowered by our president, when he went over and spoke to the Muslim Brotherhood and empowered them in Egypt, but now they're all over the place, and that's who's trying to take power in Syria. That's it. You know, the show that, you know, let's roll. That was it. Yeah. The second they had to shoot that drone down. And drones are not, these are not like little model airplanes.
Right.
We're fighting wars. We're fighting wars with these drones, that they're loaded guns and weapons and cameras, and it could be a nuclear warhead on a drone. People are waiting for rockets. It's like, no, it could be a little small drone. They're not really small, but it could be a drone. They have small ones too. They could be flying with a nuclear warhead right over you, or some sort of electromagnetic
EMP,
or some sort of biological weapons, which are right there in Syria, the largest stockpile, right. And they could have released it right over Israel at that very moment. This is serious stuff. And we empowered them. Our leadership empowered them over there. Understand this, that in Ezra, and we'll talk more about this in the extra hour, he says the reason why this is all happening is because we've sinned. That God's people, we've sinned.
Right.
And he talks about that. The reason why these pagans rule over you and rule over your kings and rule over your priests is because you've sinned. And this is not going to stop until we repent.
Right.
It's like playing uncle with God. Listen, he's going to win.
That's right.
He's going to win. And Israel had to defend themselves. They fired the first shot. In America, we talk about the shot that was heard around the world. It was when, you know, the independent, when people were fighting for their independence. And hopefully this week we'll be able to share with you a story about George Washington under original intent. Amazing people. And it's going to take people with the character of a George Washington, a love for God and integrity and understanding of why we can't go that way, because it's going to be very bad for mankind. And it ends bad. It doesn't end well. Some of the things that Hitler told the people of Germany to get in power was, hey, they're not paying you enough. You need to get paid more. You're not being taken care of. I'm going to take care of you. I got programs for you. And it ended very horrifically.
Right.
And it ended with a iron wall around part of Germany, and with the with God's people being killed and destroyed and put in ghettos, and you know, it doesn't end well.
No,
you know, JJ, if you have not yet, you know, listened to
Jews and Jesus.
Jews and Jesus, the church and Israel, how the ultimate thing is whether the individual knows it or not, at some point it's going to be placed under that. They're going to have to try to pay Satan off, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. which is the destruction of God's people.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.